Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Got a question. Somebody's going to win an autographed puck coming up in a second. Is Dominic ready to go? Okay, let me go to Dominic Cahoon here, one of the bright young stars of this changing Chicago Blackhawks universe. Good morning, Dominic.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
How long did you play in Germany?
I played the last 4 years in Munich in Germany, and before that I was in Canada in the junior league.
And did you grow up in Czechoslovakia, or mostly in Germany?
I was born in Czech, and I moved to Germany when I was like 3 years old.
Reason I ask is because we sometimes forget what a big deal it is to have guys. You're 23?
23, yeah.
I mean, you have lived so many different places and been all over and been separated from your family. It's not easy. So I salute you, bud.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. The first time I moved away from home was like when I was 12 years old. So yeah, I'm a little used to it, but yeah, it was also a tough time.
How do you like Chicago?
Yeah, it's great. It's a great city, great organization, you know, and the fans are unreal.
The NHL isn't exactly flush with German players, so who's your mentor? Who's your buddy? Who do you hang with on the team?
I mean, all the guys are very nice.
You mean the really old guys like Kane and Taves?
Yeah, they're good guys. So when I came first, they give me a nice welcome, and yeah, I enjoyed it from the first time I get here.
All right. As you know, Nick Schmaltz was traded last night. We've got a couple of guys coming in from Arizona that look promising, but Schmaltz is going to be missed. But you have to have faith that the team's doing what needs to be done, right?
Yeah, I mean, Schmaltz obviously is a great player. He was a great teammate. But yeah, we're also excited to see the new guys, and they're for sure going to help us. So yeah, we'll see.
Mark Carmen, say hi to Dominic.
Dominic, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm excellent. So you made an instant impact on the ice. Is this NHL thing easier than you thought it would be?
No. It's obviously the best league in the world, and I still feel it. It's a big difference to what I was used to, and yeah, like I said, it's so much fun, and I enjoy every day.
Where do you eat in town? You got a favorite restaurant yet?
Yeah, I got some good restaurants around my house or my apartment, and yeah, I don't know if my favorite yet, but yeah, I got some good ones.
Where do you get a nice strudel? You got a strudel place in town? Where do you get a nice strudel?
I didn't get one yet, so I have to look for one.
What's your favorite German food?
Probably schnitzel.
Oh, schnitzel. Yeah. Mark Carmen, you make a mean schnitzel.
I do, Steve. I'd love to have... Dominic, you want to come over? We can hang out, get to know each other.
Well, let's not get weird.
Okay.
Start with the schnitzel.
Why can't I have dinner?
Get the man some schnitzel and leave him alone for crying out loud.
Breakfast with the Blackhawk and a dinner with the Carm. Okay, fine.
Dominic, you've had limited time with the Chicago Blackhawks, of course, but can you notice it? What's the biggest difference between playing for Coach Q and playing for Coach Colleton?
The system, like, is not a big difference. We didn't change a lot of things. And, yeah, right now, I don't know how many games we have with the new coach, so I can't really tell the biggest difference about it.
Except for the fact that he's half Q's age.
Yeah, he's a little younger, yeah.
Yeah, and he was a good player himself. He got hurt, which is how he ended up in coaching. But he's another guy. I mean, he's a guy that had coached overseas for a long time. So, you know, it's not like you're alone in this, but I just think as fans we need to recognize that, you know, there are extra pressures you guys are under that we sometimes don't give you credit for. All right, we have a question here, an MB Financial Bank Blackhawks question, the question of the day, and it comes from Andrew. I think you probably know this, Dominic, but the Blackhawks have had a slogan off and on that applies every year, and that's one goal. And the one goal is to win the Stanley Cup. What is your one personal goal to make you a better player?
I'm a guy who wants to get to bed every day, so I can over the rink and work hard.
Bad cell site.
Yeah.
I think he was in Munich for a minute there. We lost you for a second there, Dominic. Give it to me one more time, your personal goal.
Yeah, I got better. I was the one to help teams win games.
Pull around to the order or the window and pick up your order. I think he said quarter pounder with cheese and a large order of fresh. So, all right, buddy. Listen, I appreciate it. I'm a fan, Dominic, and I wish you nothing but the best. Stay healthy because the team needs you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, all the best. You know, it sounded like maybe in the end there he was faking it.
Yeah. That's what he does whenever they ask about long-term goals.
Like you asked me. Ask me a question.
Steve, what's your long-term goal here?
You know what I mean?
You just made me want to go to Burger King so bad. It's one of my New Year's resolutions for the year, Steve.
To go to Burger King?
Well, no, I had no fast food on the docket because last year on New Year's Eve, right before we stopped at Wendy's, got the double. I'm like, that's it. Not doing it in 2018.
Did you eat any food? Any fast food this year?
I've slipped up.
Look at me. Don't lie. Look at me.
Slight slip up with some breakfast, but I don't count that. Like an Egg McMuffin
what
to me
you
doesn't
don't count.
Count
that. That's fast food.
Doesn't count.
No, I don't count the Egg McMuffin either.
Thank you.
Some of the breakfast items are more calories than the lunch items.
This show is just filled with wackos. Sandberg likes to think about eating a muffin. You don't count it as fast food.
I think it's a feel, right? Like you feel bad after eating some of that stuff at night.
If I got the hash brown, that would count, but I didn't. I just got the sandwich. That's legal. Although it does have that nasty butter in there.
But here's the thing, because you're right. But fast food does get a bad rap to some extent. Steve Grzanich, you can back me up or argue with me on this. You eat anything at 11 o'clock at night, you're not going to feel great in the morning.
That's true.
Yeah, sometimes an hour later, you don't feel great.
Right, depending on what it was.
That's why you just got to do the moderation. You don't get the Whopper, you get the Junior Whopper.
Yeah, but hold on. There's a huge difference between having like a piece of bread and peanut butter at 11 versus a Big Mac number one. Was that the number one meal deal?
Double quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, haven't had fast food, but you memorize the menu board.
Oh,
he knows the numbers by heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Number five at Wendy's, the spicy chicken, delicious.
So you order the junior. Is that a kids menu thing?
I think it was on the value meal. I don't know. I went to Burger King this weekend on our way home from Wisconsin. We had to stop somewhere. We went to Burger King. Like, I can't eat fast food, and I rarely eat it. But I'm like, I'm going to get a Junior Whopper. I was
so
very
good.
Excited. It was so small. It was like, you know,
size of your palm.
It was so tiny.
You know, there's a restaurant in Lincoln Square, and I don't want to say which restaurant it is because they're nice people, and I would take Abigail there fairly regularly. But I ordered a flatbread. Off the kids menu because I wasn't hungry.
Okay.
And they told me I couldn't do that anymore.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Why?
They told me that's only for the children.
That's such a college thing.
I go, you don't know how immature I am.
That's bad business. They should have given it to you.
And the flatbread, and the flatbread's huge. It's like, how many kids do you have eat this thing? It's
they're used to the college kids coming in. Can I get a flatbread and a water?
Well, that's what I was doing. My college kid impression.
What's your Wi-Fi password? Okay.
Sandberg says Egg McMuffin doesn't count as fast food. She just texted me.
She's told listening.
What are you doing listening? It's 9:20 in the morning on your day off.
This is her scribe day off. She was supposed to be off.
That's because you got all day to work it off.
Yeah, I'm going to start calling Sandberg with show stuff at 10:01.
You should. she set the rules of communication by texting right now. She's listening. So
it's wide open.
I appreciate the backing, Mary. Thank you.
I don't even have stuff to talk to her about, but I'm going to start making stuff up.